Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For 2 years now, environmentalists have wanted to pass legislation to cap greenhouse gases, put a tax on carbon, don't touch the rainforest, we want sustainable agriculture. Well, now we have some answers. The facts are staring them right in the face, and they aren't going to like what they see. Nevertheless, facts are facts. Truths are irrefutable. The savior is modern agriculture. Factory farming, whatever you want to call it. Dennis Avery, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, summarizes a comprehensive study done by Stanford University. This study should be required reading for all environmental and animal rights activists. I quote this, "Conventional and high-yield farming is far better for the planet than low-yield farming," end of quote. Number one, it takes less land to produce the same amount of food, much less land. Number two, when we plow up more land for low-yield crops, billions of tons of CO2 are released into the atmosphere. Number three, biotechnology has given us 36% increase in corn yields in the last 15 years, 17% increase in soybean yields. Number four, pesticide applications are down 8.4% globally in that 15-year period. That's 775 million pounds of pesticides we didn't need to use. Number five, 141 million gallons of fuel have been saved. All of that reduces the emission of greenhouse gases. Now let's take a quick look at livestock and milk production. The number of dairy cows in the United States in the last 60 years has decreased from 25 million down to 9 million. And get this, those 9 million produce 50% more milk. Our dairy cows last year produced 20,000 pounds of milk per cow compared to the European cow that only produced 12,000 pounds. They don't get it in Europe. They're still fighting modern agriculture. We produce much more milk with fewer cows, and bingo, the carbon footprint is reduced accordingly. And another fact is the confinement feeding of livestock sharply reduces greenhouse gases. It's been estimated that it would take a landmass the size of Pennsylvania to raise hogs on free range. We need to sing the praises of modern agriculture. Subsistence farming is not sustainable. Subsistence farming will harm the environment and cannot feed the people. Next week, I'll be down on the farm, and I am John Block from Washington. In the